Il-program li ser tisimaw u għamidġiob li l-kombixu għattajba ta' Farsons Foundation.
Welcome to University Matters on Campus FM. I'm Patricia Camilleri. In this series, I will be talking to academic staff about their research, their international networks, their aims and plans for the future. I shall also be hearing from staff and students about the many events that take place here at the University of Malta. This is the program that keeps you informed about what's happening on campus. I'm very pleased to have with me in the studio today for University Matters, Professor Aldo Drago. Just a few words about my guest. Professor Drago is the director of the IOI Malta Operational Centre and the head of the Physical Oceanography Unit at the University of Malta. He obtained his PhD in Physical Oceanography from the University of Southampton in 1999. His initial engagement in Malta was with the Malta Council for Science and Technology in 1991, where he conducted a number of programmes and initiatives, both locally and internationally, and served as the coordinator of the Marine Sciences Network. He is currently the Maltese delegate on a large number of international committees. He set up the Physical Oceanography Unit here at the IOI Malta Operational Centre, and this undertakes oceanographic research in a holistic perspective, including operational observations and forecasts, specialised data management analysis, and many other things about which we shall be speaking during our conversation. Professor Drago is currently coordinating the project Calypso, High Frequency Radar Monitoring System and Response Against Marine Oil Spills in the Malta Channel, and this is what we shall mainly be focusing on. Welcome to you, Professor Drago.
Thank you very much for inviting me to this program.
It's a pleasure. Perhaps we could start off for those listeners who are not familiar with your work. You've been on this program before, but it's been some time now. So
indeed.
Perhaps we could recap a little bit about the Physical Oceanography Unit and tell us what its aims are and what it's about.
Well, the Physical Oceanography is relatively a new unit, especially within the university, because as you mentioned, it started through my initiative way back in 1991 within the Malta Council for Science and Technology. But in reality, the main thrust came when we placed this unit within the university. And I am glad to say that today the unit counts several academic staff who are working on different aspects. And our main activity is related to physical oceanography, which is studying the sea from the physical point of view. And this is very important because the physics of the sea is, in my opinion, the basic upon which all other marine environmental issues have to be based. This means studying currents, how they vary in time, how they develop, their forcing, waves, motion in the sea in general, but also characteristics related to variation in temperatures and many other physical phenomena. In fact, our island happens to be situated in a very interesting position. We are at the edge of the continental shelf, linking us to Sicily. In fact, the sea is relatively shallow between Malta and Sicily. We call this stretch of sea the Malta Channel.
And then it gets much deeper on the
other side. On the other side, south of Malta, it gets very deep soon, very quickly. That's because we're at the edge of what's called the continental shelf. And these kind of positions are ideal for studying and, of course, feeling the influence of many interesting hydrodynamical phenomena. In fact, for example, one of the things that we have identified and studied is our current, sea current magnitudes and variations, which on a daily basis, very often, are very much like tidally oriented areas, domains. But here in Malta, we have no tides. This is because of other phenomena related to other kinds of waves which are related to bathymetry. This is only an aspect of the activity we do. But the physical oceanography is also in the last few years, through international projects that we have been following way back in 1995, so we have a long experience of participation in the very old times of the framework program projects. But this has led us to gain experience, to gain recognition internationally. We are part of pan-European projects related to various aspects of data management, but mainly in the provision of services. Now, today, operational oceanography, as it's called, is trying to understand the sea, to gather data, and to make this data available to users, to improve their operations, and to provide new services. And this is also our strive, our initiative, our activities focused to deliver services, especially, of course, targeting Malta in this case, in order to aid and to support responsible entities, local responsible entities, who need important data to carry out their daily operations.
This is an interesting aspect of work within the university, because we often talk on this program about research, and obviously it is extremely important. And as you've indicated, there's different types of research, and it's all sort of interlinked and in layers, and you sort of can't do one thing without the other going on. So obviously that's an important part. But then the research has to result in some kind of
applied,
a deliverable, some application. And this is what you are actually doing now.
So in fact, I mean, we do also a lot of research, because the idea is to use technology to improve the performance of data acquisition and of data elaboration, using new techniques to gather data, because technology in this field is striding forward very, very quickly. And of course, problem is always money, because we do not have enough resources to establish as much as we like our monitoring systems. In fact, I always speak about the need to have a national structure that supports our ocean monitoring system locally, and this is not yet on. So we're doing mainly these things in a piecemeal fashion through projects, but this has to change, because our country has to develop the necessary infrastructure to be able to, and human resource, of course, to be able to carry out regularly this supportive monitoring.
And this is also a question of economics. We're not just talking of doing something just because it's interesting, or even just because
not just to study
just,
or
just
to do
study
research,
or to have the data there.
It's because
at the end of the
we
day
need information. We need to do informed decisions. We cannot rely to do planning and to make strategic decisions without having the necessary information. And this, of course, is not just relating to the ocean, but it's related to all other fields. But for the oceans, you need to have suitable technologies and suitable tools to be able to achieve this.
And also another aspect which I find interesting, and what you're doing at the end of the day is also longitudinal, something that you're going to have, you don't get your answers overnight, I presume. You have to look at it over a number of months, years.
In fact, in operational oceanography, the basic element is not just to acquire information, but to make the information available in real time. So if I'm making a measurement of currents, if I'm making a measurement of sea level, we wish to deliver the information instantaneously. As it is measured, you get it on the internet, and it's available to the users. And in fact, we have already started offering these kind of services already way back several years. It's not just recently. We have real-time stations operating, providing information in real time to users,
but of course,
when
into your website,
the website, and
retrieve it.
Not just data generated from observations, but also data generated from numerical modeling. This is also one very important aspect of our activity. Those who can visit our website, perhaps I can mention, it's www.capemalta.net. And on the front page, one can lead to different services, amongst which we offer a number of forecasting services. Forecasting is like atmospheric predictions. In our case, we also do atmospheric predictions, by the way. Eh? Mm. We do atmospheric predictions for the central Mediterranean area because we wish to, there, we provide there alerts and forecasting of different atmospheric parameters like atmospheric pressure, rain, wind, but also of other physical parameters like waves, currents, for the whole area between in the central Mediterranean. But we focus specifically, of course, in the area around the Maltese Islands. And we offer, therefore, a lot of data which is generated through modeling, through the use of computers, high-level computational systems, which we have developed mainly through projects, delivering these forecasts on different fields.
And anyone can go in?
And anyone can go in and look at the forecast and also access to data.
For
and
free?
Upon request, for free for the forecasting elements. If people require archive data, then that requires more effort from our part, and that has to be
charged
because we need to support our systems. As I mentioned, our systems are not supported nationally, so we need to find ways and means to support our systems. Mm-hmm. And projects do not support infrastructure like this. They can help you to build infrastructure. In fact, we will mention through Calypso, we're going to develop a very important infrastructure for our island. But now, after the project, you would need to find the ways and the means to maintain it. Mm. And sometimes this costs a lot of money.
Recently, for example,
our sea level station, we have a sea level station, real-time monitoring system in Porto Maso. Somebody chased through the cable and damaged our sensor. So we lost a period of time of operation, but we also needed money to put things back to shape. So, I mean, it's a difficult job. Eh? It's not easy. And it requires money.
You mentioned Calypso. Let's turn to that project,
yes,
because there's so
this
much
is
to
the
say
essence,
about
this
it.
This is supposed to be the essence of the program.
Yes, and so what is Calypso really trying to achieve?
Yeah, in a nutshell, Calypso was on my mind for several years, but then I found the opportunity to make an application for funding. This is about 1.5 million euro in collaboration with Sicilian counterparts, because this is a regional initiative, and we want to provide a system to monitor surface currents and waves in the Malta Channel, in the area between Malta, in the stretch of sea between Malta and Sicily. And the idea is to set up and to use HF radar technology.
You'll have to explain a little bit.
Yeah, these radars are not like dishes, as people when they think of dishes or rotating systems. This is simply a mast, like a TV mast. So it's a very slim system, composed of however sophisticated and high-level technology, basically consisting of a radar that transmits an electromagnetic, a radar pulse, which travels on the sea, even beyond line of sight, and therefore reaching even way out to 80, 90 kilometers away from the radar itself. And when the radiation hits the surface of the sea, it is backscattered, and we receive a return signal with a frequency shift depending on the currents in the ocean. And this allows us to map, provided we have a number of radars which can link together, and in our case we're going to use two radars from the Malta side, one in Gozo and one in Malta, and another one in Sicily, in Pozzallo. Between these three, we can map an area of sea every hour, giving us a map of the surface currents in real time. So we get the information, and we will be putting it online for users to use it. So this is, in a nutshell, the main scope. So it's building infrastructure, using existing technology to establish a new service.
And we are actually the coordinators of this project?
This, as I mentioned, I was the one to make this proposition with a partnership composed of 8 partners, 4 from Malta, and 4 from Sicily.
It's a big responsibility.
It is a big responsibility, but what's important is that from the Malta side, but even from the Sicilian side, from the Malta side, we're engaging 3 non-research entities, because at the end, we wish this system to avail, to improve the service and to make it useful to responsible entities. So Transport Malta is with us, Civil Protection Department is with us, and Armed Forces of Malta are with us. From the end of the Sicilians, ARPA Sicilia, which is the equivalent of the environmental monitoring responsible entity in Sicily. So within the partnership, we do not have just the research entities, but we also have the users are directly involved, because our intention is to establish a system which is customized to address the needs of these particular users. Our intention is to allow the system to not just be maintained, but also to evolve in the future through the participation, through the ongoing participation, even beyond the project, of these entities in its maintenance and further elaboration. Because the system is just a first phase, and we could, for example, for Malta, continue to extend the radar system, the radar network, with further additional units to cover the whole perimeter of the whole coast of the island. At the moment, we're just covering the northern part. We would need more units to cover the whole island.
You mentioned these entities like Transport Malta. How would they be? Why would they be interested in this particular piece of information, or yes, in the information that you're giving them?
Yeah, this is important to mention, because basically one of the big threats that we have in the Malta Channel is from oil spills. We know that in the Mediterranean, around 25% of global maritime traffic crosses the Mediterranean. We know that 350 million tons of crude oil and refined products cross the Mediterranean annually. And most of this goes through the area between the stretch of sea between Malta and Sicily. This is a very heavily trafficked area. And therefore, the risks of oil spills hitting our islands is not minimal. It's very, very high.
It's a real threat.
We've been lucky. In fact, in the Mediterranean, counting on the last 3 decades, the most important documented accidents are quite few. But the threat is there.
You only need one.
And, of course, the threat is there. And we know that in the case of the Maltese Islands, for example, the surrounding currents, because at the end of the day, it's the surface currents and the wind forcing, the wind field patterns, that is, which transport the oil. And the knowledge that we have is that even a spill close to Sicily can eventually hit us. Even a spill, because people very often think that our currents tend to drive everything away from the island, which is not true. Currents can go and come. And oil spills, we've done this through several tests, and oil spills can move off and come back and hit a coast even more than once. So the knowledge is very important. And not just the knowledge, but being able to predict, to initially to detect as early as possible. In fact, in oil spill response, there are 2 main stages: detection and response, and then mitigation if it does damage. But what's important is to, first of all, try to limit and to avoid damage. And therefore, you have to, as early as possible, be able to detect. And once a spill is detected, to predict whether it's a threat or not. Because a spill can move away without hitting a coast.
So through the modeling, you would be able to predict
where it's going to go. An observational part. The observational part is to detect. and this can be done through satellites, this can be done through aerial surveying, but then we need to have a system to be able to tell us how a spill would evolve in time. And in order to be able to run models need data, need information. So they need atmospheric information, wind conditions especially, but also temperature. And they need sea conditions, waves, currents, sea temperature. And in order to be able to provide this information, and this information has to be done, has to be obtained all over this stretch of sea. It's not just measuring in one point. So we use models, numerical models, but also as much as possible, we try to also do observations. Observations coupled with models to provide us with an efficient tool to be able to predict whether an oil spill could be a threat or not. Not just how it would evolve, but also models allow us to be able to plan response. Where to put booms, when would it arrive? So the models are not just telling us whether we should be alerted or not, but also are a tool to help us to plan ahead how to better avoid an eventual damage.
I think you have a half-day seminar coming up soon. And do you have your partners involved with that? Who's going to be attending?
So Calypso is providing an element, because as you could imagine, as I was trying to explain, this is a whole chain of operational activities that have to be put up. But we have evolved in many aspects, but on the observational part, we had to do something more. And the HF radar, it will be providing us the surface current fields, the observations for the surface current fields, as well as for waves. Calypso will have its first meeting in Malta. This is the third project meeting, in fact, because the project is already 1 year old. And in fact, the radars have already been commissioned now, the Maltese radars, and we should be...
So they're up and running?
They're not. We're still doing the installation and the calibration and the validation. So the full commissioning will be completed towards the end of the year. But it's already well ahead. We've chosen the technology, the provider, and everything. Within this third Calypso meeting, we wanted to target, however, and to promote our activity through a half-day seminar. And we've managed to attract a number of key speakers from international repute, dealing mainly with the technologies that are available today to enable us to better monitor and survey coastal areas and open sea areas between two countries, like in this case between Sicily and Malta. So we will have a very interesting half-day seminar. This will be on the 28th of May, last Monday of the month. All the stakeholders are invited. We've been already launching several announcements. Also, we'll have paper adverts to announce the... and we hope to get a good audience, because this will be an interesting opportunity for people to learn more about what technologies are available and how they are being used specifically in our immediate marine domain, which is, the, as I mentioned, the Malta Channel between Malta and Sicily.
How long will the project last now?
It's already halfway through. It will last until April next year. So by April next year, we will have, hopefully, the system up and running and
trying to... seeing some results of by that time.
Before that, in fact, the last phase of the project specifically targeted to use the information and to elaborate it, to customize the outputs for the various users. specifically in this case, the armed forces of Malta, who are interested in search and rescue, and Transport Malta, who are interested in oil spill response.
What about the future? You were saying that this is just for this, well, just, this is for the area between Malta and Sicily. But a project like this could sort of grow into something more elaborate. Are there areas in the Mediterranean where this sort of project is being done?
Well, let me say that the experience of HF radar technology in the Mediterranean is very limited. The main systems set up so far are in the northern Adriatic, close to the Trieste area. And in fact, the people with experience there are also helping us so that we do not have to reinvent the wheel, and they are helping us to implement over here. But here in Malta, we are, of course, now using the latest technology. And we've chosen a system that is really top at the moment. And in this manner, we hope to be launching for the future not only an extension of the network for the Maltese islands, because this system will only be able to cover part of the sea around us, but also to eventually apply this to other areas in the Mediterranean. In fact, our initiative is already being emulated in Cyprus, for example. As I mentioned before, the Physical Oceanography Unit is very much linked to other oceanography centers in the Mediterranean and Europe. And of course, we support one another, and we link our activities to each other and form the mutual support and mutual benefit. So our expertise, our initiative is already
being spread and used.
Yeah, used by others too. We think that HF radar monitoring of currents is essential and will span in the near future many, many coastal areas in the Mediterranean.
Well, our time is up. I must say, we obviously hope that an oil spill never happens in our area, but it is reassuring to know that work is going on and that at least the information needed is being collected. Thank you very much, Professor Aldo Drago, for coming to talk to us about that
today. Thank you very much for your support and enabling us to promote our activities.
Thank you for being with us on University Matters. You can listen to any of the previous interviews in this series on the Campus FM website. I hope you'll join us again next week. This is Patricia Camilleri saying goodbye.
Il program li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xewqat tajba ta' Farsons Foundation.